is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The Roosevelt Hotel, a famous landmark in Manhattan, just north of Grand Central. The Roosevelt Hotel, these last days, has been the focus of those who understand the crisis of migration at the border, now pressed upon New York City to find room at the inn for the tens of thousands of people arriving without adequate English, without adequate resources, looking for something anywhere to make a start. This is a sanctuary city, New York City. At the same time, it is a quandary what is to be done for the mayor, the governor, the president of the United States. I welcome Harry Siegel, a senior editor at The City. I recommend The City, an online journal, reporting on the matter of migration at the Roosevelt Hotel and other facilities across the city. The numbers, tens of thousands, don't impress, so I tell this story quickly from reading the story by Gwen Hogan and her colleagues. At the Roosevelt Hotel, there's lines around the block last week during the heat. You're given a little red ticket. The little red ticket has a number on it. Now and again, employees of the Roosevelt Hotel come out to the front door and call out numbers. Those are the lucky ones who can go inside and apply for a room at the inn. Everyone else stays outside. The calling out of the numbers is done in Spanish, in French, and in Arabic. That would be Venezuela and Cuba, Haiti, and North Africa. This is migration in New York City in 2023. Harry, a very good evening to you. Your reporting at The City is magnificent, but we're talking about a tragedy. Who is helping here? Where in the city is someone to come forward and help these people? Good evening to you.
Hey, good evening, John. So the city has spent, says it's going to spend about $4.5 billion this year on helping people. They converted the iconic Roosevelt Hotel into a quote-unquote welcome center for these migrants, getting rid of what had been a somewhat volunteer welcome center at the Port Authority, where lots of them were coming in from buses. Right now, numbers do say something. There's about 45,000 migrants in city shelters, traditional homeless shelters, and these new ones the city has built specifically for the migrants. And the city seems increasingly overwhelmed and unable to handle this. So the result is the mayor said, I've got this, back off volunteers, back off everyone else. He yelled at the lefties. He said, why aren't you telling Biden to give me more? I'm the only one doing anything. And now there are people sleeping in cardboard boxes outside of his quote-unquote welcome center waiting for the red ticket to be called to come in. They need to use a bathroom. They have to go to Grand Central. This was over the weekend, or a McDonald's to do that. And if their number is called while they're gone, they're pretty much just out of luck. So this is overwhelming. It feels disastrous. Adams spent a long time talking about how this was, DeSantis and Abbott and Florida and Texas and New York was different and it was going to do the right thing. And now he's plainly struggling to. Other Democrats, as he constantly points out, haven't given much help in terms of financial aid, in terms of work permits to let them work or so on. But having said, we're going to welcome everyone. People are coming. And he's having a hard time welcoming them. So now it's he's saying, we don't really have the right to shelter that New York has had as a matter of law for 40 years. Any migrant who's been here for too long, we're going to tell them they have to leave and reapply. People are showing up now. If you're not, a family with children, we may not have a place to put you, and particularly single men. And Adam says very darkly, right after those photos of the people sleeping outside the Roosevelt in the cardboard boxes emerged, we're in a new phase. We have to localize this madness. It's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Things are getting worse. So it's incredibly dramatic and dark language from the same mayor who pretty recently was talking about how New York was an open and welcoming place with principles. He sort of oscillated between that and these people are making it harder on the people who are already here, the New Yorkers who are in our shelter system. And I think the mayor feels trapped. Nobody is going to extend much help. In some ways, it's the opposite of the pandemic, where federal aid flowed in, and that sort of helped the city get through. It's needlessly long and economically painful and painful for students, shutdown. Now Adams is left on his own. There is no cavalry coming. People keep coming. Nowhere else in New York is interested in taking, pretty much nowhere else, any of these migrants. The governor isn't interested in helping. And Adams seems overwhelmed. And John, this is a vast population. Like right now, something like 1% of 90,000 people, so that's one out of every 100 New Yorkers, is a newly arrived migrant or asylum seeker. It's and that has happened in a year and a half, and it's not done. It's not like we've hit that 1% and that's that. People are still coming. We don't know how many. The city is racing to find empty hotels and office buildings and put up tents and find big plots of empty land to hold people in. These are, in many cases, unskilled workers, even if they're who aren't legally allowed to work here, who are you know, see opportunity. And it is not an accident that they're all coming to New York because they've been told that things are more generous here. So Adams is now trying to pass out flyers at the border saying New York's really expensive. It's a horrible place to live. Hilariously, none of this has anything to do with migration specifically. It's just saying the rent is really high, the cost of food is preposterous, and so on. Go somewhere else. And it remains to be seen as he gets tougher if that does make people go somewhere else. And all this, to me, last thing, is a reflection of an incoherence in national policy where lawmakers do nothing. And the choice is either a Republican saying we need to toughen everything out, build walls, stop people from coming, discourage them no matter what, and Democrats running against that, saying we need things to be open and decent. But then within that, not being crazy and being able to read polls, doing whatever they can to create some limit, sometimes right away, sometimes as Adams is doing over time and as pressures build. It's hard. And New York City, which prides itself, you know, Statue of Liberty is here, as being a place that welcomes the refuge, is feeling increasingly overwhelmed and overloaded. Certainly the administration is. There are children everywhere selling, like little children, mothers with very young babies selling candy on the trains. There are people who are trying to work and are trying to build better lives here who are getting tossed around. Their circumstances are changing constantly. The city is trying. It is overwhelmed. And what the answer could be, other than really discouraging people from coming forcibly in some sense, is not entirely clear. And, you know, the state controller just put out a projection about next year's budget that the health insurance costs here could be additional billions more. This is, you know, a population of you know, you want to welcome a stranger. The stranger needs help and support, needs shelter, needs food. You have schools now that didn't have many Spanish-speaking teachers who now have sudden set Spanish populations. You've seen elementary schools where kids are getting recruited as translators so that new arrivals can learn. It's an incredibly rapid influx. It's complicated. And plainly, this mayor is struggling to deal with it. And as somebody who always likes to say, this is my city, this is my authority, I'm going to do right, and likes to straddle. I'm a Democrat. I'm decent. I also believe in common sense. And it's not clear that you can be on both sides of this at once. He does seem, to me at least, overwhelmed.
And Harry, just finally, the quote given to the mayor, it's all downhill from here. Is that confirmed? He said that?
He said that. He said that. It's going to get worse. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. It's madness. He said all those things. And this is the message the mayor is sending. It is distressing. And it indicates that he does not have any answers at this point.
Harry Siegel, the senior editor at The City, our paper, an online journal I recommend to follow this story. I'm John Batchelor.